انا لله وانا الیہ راجعون انا لله وانا الیہ راجعون السلام علیک یا ابا عبد اللہ وعلى الارواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك منا جميعا سلام الله ابدا ما بقينا وبقي الليل والنهار السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى اولاد الحسين وعلى اصحاب الحسين This is Sham-e Ghareeba. This is evening. The sun has set in Karbala. And all day, just as you all have been remembering the shahadat of the martyrs and the shahadat of Sayyid al-Shuhada, and I reached the description where Zuljana returned to the camp and raised the voice, Al-Zalimata Al-Zalim. What a crime has been committed. What a crime has been, what a calamity has befallen. That those who say the Kalima of Islam have killed Prophet's family and have destroyed the signs of Islam and have removed from the face of this earth all traces of the religion Allah has sent. The women and children, when they heard this cry of Zuljana, they poured out of the camps and they were beating their heads as in Ziyarat al-Nahiya. Why did the women come out? What happened, as you all know, is that right after the Shahadat of Sayyid al-Shuhada, the order was given to burn the tents. They attacked the tents and the women started leaving the tent that was burning to another one, to another one, until all of them gathered in the tent where Sayyid al-Sajjad was there, and he was sick. He could not stand up on his own. Now when the enemy came to burn this last tent, now it was an important decision whether they are allowed to leave the tent and go out in public, or should they stay and burn to death. So this Mas'ala al-Shar'i was raised by Janab Zainab to Sayyid al-Sajjad. What is the hukum of Islam when the tents are burning? Should we leave the tents? Because if we leave the tents, they are going to take the chadars away and they are going to take us as captives. And who knows what will happen to the children? Sayyid al-Sajjad said, saving your life is wajib. Save your lives, leave this tent. Some of them attacked the tent, and Sayyid al-Sajjad, he was laying on this some kind of mattress or something. They pulled it out of under his feet. Imam alayhi salam fell on the ground, as the books of Maqatil, they narrate. The Shimr gave the order of killing this Imam. And one of the members of the Yazidi army saw the condition of the Imam. He was so sick, he could not stand up. He said, you don't have to kill him, he'll die on his own. This sickness is enough for him, leave him alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved the life of this Imam and the nasl of the Holy Prophet that continued through this Imam. This night was spent in the darkness. These members of Prophet's family have been hungry and thirsty. Now they have lost everyone they had. Their protectors, their guardians. Abbas is not there anymore. Akbar is gone. Imam al-Islam, when he left for this final departure, the children came towards him and each one of them was crying, "Baba, where are you leaving us with? Who are you leaving us to? Who will take care of us?" And Sakina came to the father and said, "Baba, if you want to go, then take us back to Medina. Do not leave us here in the middle of this desert in the hands of these enemies." Imam alayhi salatu wasalam was now gone. Now in this darkness of the night. History has very tragic events recorded. That Janab Umme Kulsoom was looking for children, counting the numbers of children. And she could not find Janab Sakina. So they started looking everywhere to find where she was. Finally they heard the cries of a girl coming from a nasheb, from a shallow ground. And they came and saw Sakina on this headless body of her father. And she was crying and she had cried and she was almost asleep. And they came and asked, "Sakina, whose body is this?" She said, "This is my father." "How did you know this is your father?" She said, "When the tents were burning, I came out and I was running and I didn't know where to go and I was calling my father. Father, where are you? Where are you? This is your Sakina." Finally, I heard, "Ilayya, Ilayya," from this body. To me, come to me." And I recognized the voice of my father. This night was spent in the desert. Janab Zainab was now the guardian. She was protecting these children. It was quite late into the night when she saw a horse approaching her. And she thought it was another soldier from the enemy's side. Those who have been looting the property, taking away things and chadars and other things. She thought there was one more person. So she stood in his way. She said, "Who are you? Go back. Nothing is left now." But the rider kept coming closer and closer until she heard him say, "Zainab, you did not recognize me. This is your father, Ali. Ali has come." And Zainab was now crying to Ali, to her father, and saying, "Father, where were you when Qasim was going away? Where were you when Akbar was dying and he all called for help? Where were you when Hussein called for the last time, 'Hal min nasirin yansuruna'?" During this night, the enemy side, some people said, "These are women and children. Why don't we send some water now that we have killed Hussein, now that we have taken our revenge, now that we have completed the task, why don't we give them some water, some food?" They said, "Who will take the water to the camp of Imam Hussein?" Whoever volunteered, they said, "No, you have been involved in the murder of one of the shuhada." They could not find anyone, except finally they found the lady, the wife of Hur. She said, "I can take this water to the camp of Zainab and Sayyid Sajjad." They said, "Yes," because Hur had changed sides. Hur had come to Imam Hussein's side. When she brought the water, finally, Janab Umme Kulsoom looked at the children and said, "Who is the youngest?" She came and gave the water to Sakina. Sakina took the water in her arms, in her hands, and stood up and walked towards the maktal. They asked her, "Sakina, where are you going?" They said, "You wanted to give the water to the youngest. I am not the youngest. Ali Asghar was the youngest. I want to find my brother and I want to give him this water. He has been thirsty for a long time. But there is a long journey ahead. The saddest part of Karbala is when these captives were now being taken through these bodies, leaving Karbala, leaving their dear ones behind. Sayyid Sajjad is watching the body of his father on the ground. There's no one to bury the body. There's no one to give kafan. There's no one to cover the body. And he cries, and Sayyidah Zainab says, don't worry too much, because Allah has promised that Allah will bring together a nation whose women will cry for our women, whose men will cry for the men of Karbala, whose children will cry for the children of Karbala, and whose young women will cry for the youth of Karbala. This is a promise that the markad will be established, or a flag will be raised on the haram of these shuhada, and people will come from far and wide, all over the world. They will cry on this massacre, they will cry on the tragedy that has fallen upon our family. Allah la'natullah ala al-qawm al-zalimin. وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّمَ الْقَلَبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ. O Allah, purify our hearts with these tears. O Allah, purify our bodies from the effects of sins. O Allah, increase our knowledge of Quran and Hadith. O Allah, protect us from all means of deviation and inhiraf around us. O Allah, save us from the bad and negative effects of this environment we are living in. O Allah, purify our niyat, our intentions, so that we will remember you every day. O Allah, make this, the lessons of Ashura be visible in our lives. O Allah, protect those Muslims who are surrounded by enemies. Give them victory against the Zionists, as you have given them victory so far. O Allah, free the Muslim prisoners who are in prisons of enemies of Islam. O Allah, whoever anywhere in the world is making any plans to hurt any mu'min or mu'mina, O Allah, destroy his plans and remove such people from the earth, and make the zuhur of Imam alayhi salam close. Ya Hussein.